Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where right now you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or check this out. You can enjoy 60 months with no interest for a limited time. They have fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
How y'all this morning?
Good. Welcome back.
So, yeah, the band's back together. I took a couple of days off. The vision was take my mom back to Texas. My mom's still in the house.
Are you serious?
As a matter of fact, I probably woke my mother up before I left the house this morning.
How's that?
Probably not a real nice way to do it. The burglar alarm.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Surprise.
So I'm trying to carry too much stuff out of the house, right? Like, I had my wallet and my phone in one hand. I had a cup of coffee, which doesn't have a lid on it. I had a bag of clothes for David for later on this morning. And I'm trying to turn the alarm on, get out the door, lock the door, all the stuff. And as I do this, I notice that I'm starting to spill coffee, and the coffee's doing that little teeter-totter thing through the cup. And guess what happens? It starts to overflow. And it hits my hand, hits my jeans, and I start to get angry, so I have to slow down. And the next thing I know, as I get to the car, because I thought, well, I'll go back and I'll close that door on the house. The dog, woo! So that's what they're going to wake up to.
It was just a drill. Oh, you have to have drills every once in a while to have your family ready, like fire drills, earthquake drills, and burglar drills.
They got the drill this morning.
Man, that's such a dude thing, though, to carry so many things at once, and set the alarm off.
And it
off.
Looked like you were reenacting it as you walked in the studio this morning.
But I had less stuff, because I had a bag on my shoulder and everything in the house. I forgot about the bag.
Oh, that's brutal.
So coffee's gone everywhere. That's the way we're going to start Monday.
Boom, let's
we're
do
gonna
it.
We're going to scare the family, scare the dog, spill coffee everywhere, all that stuff.
Sounds
kicking
good.
Off the week.
It's going to be a long day today, too, because WWE is at First National Bank Arena. We'll be out there tonight, meet and greet passes. By the way, we have front row tickets and meet and greet passes to give away this morning.
Sweet.
Plus, it's Miss Arkansas week, and we have a special guest on the phone later on this morning who is a part of the Miss Arkansas pageant.
Yeah.
So that should be fun as well. We'll talk more about that as we go throughout the show this morning on K-Fine.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today is Monday. It's June the 11th of 2018, and the cause of death for celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain has been revealed. According to the prosecutor in France, Bourdain died from suicide in his France hotel room.
A senior White House aide is deliberately feeding inaccurate stories to White House staffers in an effort to weed out those who are speaking to reporters.
And the Goldbergs actor Jackson Odell has died. He was 20 years old. Odell was reportedly found unresponsive in a sober living room in San Fernando Valley.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I noticed when I got here that Kelly was having all kinds of issues.
I noticed that too.
What kind of issues?
You grandma'd everything. Oh, I'm so sore today. I can barely even turn around.
That's true.
I can barely walk today. I mean, that's basically true. What we've heard all morning is how she's so worn out.
Yes. I had an unbelievable physical feat weekend.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know, like a physical feat of athleticism.
Really?
Is basically what I displayed this weekend.
That's incredible. You know,
I've already had phone calls of people asking me to be one of their athletes.
Well, you and Lindsey Vonn are right there neck and neck.
We are. You know, but she's a snow skier.
Right.
I am pretty much an expert water skier.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Did you see David's face? He was completely mortified by that.
So this weekend I skied, and it's, you know, like I skied growing up, but then you get to a certain age and we don't go to the lake or whatever. And you know, you get out of practice, you don't ski. So it's been like 10 years since I've skied. I haven't to the lake to ski. And this weekend I wasn't going to, but my son was with me. Our two boys are with us. And I was like, you know what? I'm only 41. I'm going to have to get up on skis to show my kids that I'm not a grandma.
This sounds like a mistake.
Yeah. But it wasn't. I did really good. And like, I got up the third time. The first two times I couldn't. It took a second. It's not like riding a bike.
No, the boat wasn't going fast enough to give her momentum.
Brandon, it was going plenty fast.
Jack off the RPMs on this sucker.
Everybody move to the front of the boat. Anyway, but I even went over the wake and everything. Like, do you know, you probably haven't been skiing before, but you're behind the boat. Okay.
What does that mean? I've never gone.
Well, I just.
My uncle had a boat my whole life.
And did you ever ski?
No.
Okay, then. But anyway, I went Saturday, and then I woke up Sunday, and I felt great. You know, I was like, man. So we went back out on Sunday, and then I was like, you know, I was telling Joey, I was like, man, I'm not even that sore. And then, like, last night, it's almost like it started creeping up on me. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize how many muscles you use to pull yourself out of the water and stay going, and I'm so sore today.
What was on your feet? Were they actual skis or were you on a board?
Skis.
Oh my gosh. Whew. Does that sound fun to you?
No.
It doesn't sound fun to me either.
I can't get into that kind of stuff. I feel like I'm about to face plant, boom, game over, never doing this again.
Like, I'm worried that the things are going to break and I'm going to fly off and it's going to be a video and I'm going to like nail something.
Yeah, I know. That kind
of. We also did a lot of tubing and the guy that was driving had a lot of fun trying to throw people off. So that was fun.
Did you wear a life jacket?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yes. Well, I just want to make sure.
Yes.
I could just picture this, David. Let's paint the picture of Kelly.
No, I don't want y'all to paint the picture.
She's out there, right?
This is actually what we were playing with as I was skiing.
She's over here with her arms out to the side.
I was doing like tricks and stuff, yeah.
Backflips.
Are there any videos of this that exist?
There is.
The story's no good unless we see the pictures.
We have to see the video.
I might post something a little later.
You have them?
Not with me. They're on my husband's phone.
That's
no texting
true.
My husband either.
That is not true.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David has told us two of his favorite concerts ever are Billy Currington and the Eli Young Band.
I'm telling you, dude, they were so good. Billy Currington sounded just like the album. He was amazing.
Thank you, David.
So if anybody wants to go to a show with David, he's going to have a lot of fun.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Vince Vaughn. So Vince was arrested early yesterday morning for driving under the influence and resisting arrest.
No, that's bad.
So apparently he was stopped at one of those DUI checkpoints around 1 in the morning yesterday. And there was another passenger in the car who was also taken in. Oh. But today you may see his mugshot, and you may also see a video of his wife picking him up from jail.
Oh, jeez. No. Yeah. Didn't he date Jennifer Aniston at one point?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
It is interesting.
So I noticed over the weekend that my mother was fascinated by her new iPhone. Like, she's on the internet for the first time. Mm-hmm. And she walks into the kitchen as I'm preparing dinner last night and said, "Look at this." And it was a woman in a bathing suit. A bikini.
Ooh, yeah.
And she was in great shape. I'm like, "Mom, what are you showing me this for?" And then she didn't show me who it was. Let me show David the picture that I saw.
It's amazing.
Predict Dang. The age of the woman in the bikini, David.
I would say maybe 45, something like that.
What? He must know the story.
Wow.
He's an
idiot. No, I'm being serious.
You have to know the story.
No, I'm being 100% serious.
Just looking at her body, she does not look 45.
She does not look 45.
She looks 25.
Okay, maybe in her 30s.
He knows.
Holy cow.
It's Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives. Like, she decided back in December that she wanted to go into a fitness competition, a bodybuilding competition, and she freaking nailed it.
She looks amazing.
She does.
Like, she's ripped, 6-pack, 8-pack abs, total tan.
Yep.
Booty's been lifted. Anyway, my new screensaver here, Teresa Giudice.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, we got your gossip on Eminem, who arguably was the biggest act this past week at Bonnaroo. Well, as he was there, he started quite a bit of controversy. What?
Nothing.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
We're just glad we're all back together, David.
We just giggle with excitement.
Thank you. Well, anyway, he started quite a bit of controversy because in the middle of his show, he instilled quite a bit of panic because he had a massive sound effect that was a gunshot.
Oh, that's not smart.
Yeah, and it freaked people out. They all thought it was a real shooting because of what we've seen in Las Vegas, the Manchester bombing with Ariana Grande show.
That's awful.
It was awful, but it was all a part of his show. People were traumatized, literally thought that their lives were in danger, but it was all a part of his set.
Man.
Yeah.
I think he needs to rethink that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the biggest. I don't know, man. That was pretty bad.
Where is Bonnaroo? Where do they do that?
It's in Tennessee.
Somewhere near Nashville, right?
Yeah.
So there was CMA Fest and Bonnaroo?
Wow.
Yeah, the CMT Music Awards going on in the middle of the
Nashville made so much money.
It's
no
crazy.
Joke. Yeah, it's a big, big music fest.
All right, there you go. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, I'm honestly not 100% sure what distracted this car thief so much that he eventually crashed his car, but, you know, I might have a little bit of a hunch. Okay, so a 20...
You look like a hunter to me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Doesn't he?
He does.
I've ever looked at a guy and thought, man, he probably is a hunter.
You know, I have.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Much
you.
Like my dog, Charlie. He's a hunter as well.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate the comparisons. All right, so a 23-year-old dude named Cody, he stole a car out of somebody's driveway in Florida early on Friday morning. He drove it for about 30 miles and then crashed in a ditch.
Oh.
So he decided to run. Police tracked him down pretty fast. And what they found was actually quite remarkable. They found he had a small monkey in a diaper clinging to his chest.
What?
It's monkey. Ross.
Markel, I think was his. Marcel, that was his name.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, he said he had bought the monkey from a breeder in South Carolina, but did not have an exotic animal permit, so that's why he decided to steal this car and run away with the monkey. So right. Now it looks like he's getting in a lot of trouble with the monkey.
Yeah.
And before he left, he was actually able to kiss the monkey on the lips, too. Which
Man.
Is a little bit weird.
The things you do for monkey.
You know what? I think if I had a monkey, I'd kiss it, too.
Yeah.
You should. You should always Cuddly. Kiss the monkey.
I think that I agree, David.
Yeah, and it was actually kind of a smaller baby monkey. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you know what they call a baby monkey?
No, I don't. I have no idea what they call a baby monkey.
A chimp off the old block.
I'm leaving again. I'm going back on vacation.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.